And good afternoon and welcome. It is Food for Thought. I'm Steve Smith, and my guest today from the Dorothy Pico Nature Center. And are you representing the Dorothy Pico Nature Center or Woodbury County
All Parks of it, you bet. Woodbury County Conservation Foundation is our nonprofit group raising funds for the Dorothy Pico Nature Center. And our main event, special event we have, and this is our 16th year, is Nature Calls.
It's Don Snyder. Because I forgot to get to that part, or I just didn't quite get to that part.
I just jumped right in, Steve.
Well, I just kind of asked you a question and before I got to introducing you, but it's Don Snyder from the Dorothy Pico Nature Center and all of those other places that she just mentioned.
Lots of hats.
That's right. That's right. And they're all very nature-y and camouflage-y, I'm assuming. Nature Calls is it's gotten to be a pretty big event over the past, probably the past 10 years or so. It's really gotten pretty big.
And yes,
it just continues to kind of bulldoze through the fall time of year, and it's at the Sioux City Convention Center. Now, the Convention Center's got some building going on. There's the hotel now adjacent to it, but it's still going on this year at the Convention
Center. It is in the Convention Center proper in the first two galleries, A and B, and we will obviously navigate yourself there. There's parking, free parking in the city ramps, and accessibility around. So it's still going to be an amazing venue for us. And as you mentioned, it did start out pretty humble in the beginning and started as a way to look at reaching a new audience, as well as raising awareness for the Nature Center and our programs and events, and raising some money to help us do some special things like some new exhibits and special programming, etc. So back in our humble beginning in 2004, I was kind of going through the archives in my mind and thinking about how it changed. That was really at the cusp of when craft brews were just kind of getting started. We didn't have much around, so we were like the cutting edge. I'd like to say that, But really happy to work with our local glaciers distributors and a huge committee of great, great folk to get some ideas sent around. And we had 10 beers that first year.
10
and
beers.
We had 10 tables, one beer per table. And there was even, because we weren't sure, because some of those craft beers were a little out there, we weren't sure, so we had Coors Light was one of the beers we served, just in case those people weren't sure they wanted to try the edgy stuff.
Coors Light, the Nature Calls version of a safety school.
There you go.
I suppose.
But I mean, it went off without a hitch. It was an amazing event. We were on the top of the Hilton, then called the Hilton at that time, and we quickly outgrew that venue and went to other spots. And now we've landed for several years at the Sioux City Convention Center. As I mentioned, this is year 16, and we are now up to 72 plus beers. / ciders and seltzers. We do not have Bud Light. We have names that you can't even pronounce or just funky things. You know, as the craft brew world likes to have all sorts of fun names. And we do have a few wines. We have a table of 8 wines. So 14 tables now with at least 6 or 8 selections at each table almost. So.
And we'll get back to this in a bit, but I noticed that the last couple of years, it seems like Sioux City has added a brew pub of
yes,
its own, a brewery
exactly.
of its own each of those years. Actually, well, Jackson Street's been around for a few years now.
A little
now,
while longer. Right.
Brew City and now Mardo Brewing.
And Mardo Brewing
They're
Company.
All represented at this as well.
We are. Yes. Last year, for several years, it was just Glaciers. And then about, I don't know, probably 2011 or so, L&L joined our crew and we had DD Beverage. And now they've since conglomerated. But just last year, we had Jackson Street join us and also Mardo Brewing. And now this year, those two, as well as Brew City, will have some beers featured. So it's great to be able to embrace our local craft beers and beer brewers, as well as our distributors. And those larger distributors are tapping into resources, not just not just far and wide, but we have some of the beers are featured or would be from Omaha, from the Lucky Bucket. There's some others from Fire Trucker, which I believe is Ankeny.
Uh-huh.
So we have a nice assortment this year as well.
So whose responsibility is it to go out and figure out which beers get on the menu?
Not mine. We leave that in the hands of the people that know the beers the best, those distributors and the brewers themselves. And we do ask that they give some thought and give us that list in advance. And so if you'd like to see that full list, before the event, you can go to our website, woodburyparks.org, and click on the Nature Calls little turtle there at the top of the page, and it'll take you to all those little links to see the beer list, the food list, the auction items, the sponsors, all sorts of cool things, and our Nature Market vendors. So it's been a fun event, and it's really morphed over the years, but it's amazing to me how much it has expanded, and again, that craft brewing business has just
You kind of just caught
exploded.
A wave on that.
We did.
Didn't you?
We did.
Because
yeah,
that was right
things.
Right at the beginning. Right. There was an explosion of coffee culture, and then there was an aftershock of beer culture after that. And you kind of just caught the crest of that wave.
We lucked out that way. We had some great folks on our committee just brainstorming and trying to figure out what to do. And there were, you had the Wine and Roses, now called Wine and Chocolate or whatever name it is now, but the wine tastings. And there was a few different wine tastings in the area, and we thought, well, what about beer? We're kind of more your average Joe kind of people.
Yeah, it's let's do a Joe six-pack kind of thing. talk about what you mentioned, the programs that this goes toward. What kind of programs are they? What does this money that's raised from this event, what does it go to?
It's been pretty vital to allow us to do many extra things. Exhibit gallery, the Nature Center Exhibit Gallery, which tells the story of the Les Hills plants and animals and our relationship with our natural world around us. We did a renovation in 2011, and the first 7 years of Nature Calls funds went towards that project. We obviously raised more money because the whole project itself was over $600,000 to do that renovation, but a big chunk of that was Nature Calls monies. And then since that time, we have used Nature Calls funds for to fund at least one summer intern. So a college student helps us in the summer. We do all those great summer camp programs and park programs and events throughout the summertime, and give a college student that maybe is pursuing a career in natural resources or in education or biology an opportunity for a paid internship to get that experience. So that really helps. This past year, we also purchased kayaks, and we're doing a lot of program on the water with our kayaks and our kayak trailer that helps us get the kayaks to the different parks. So our Birds of Prey exhibit, our live birds, I've just had in here before for the fun drive.
R.I.P. Sky.
I know, R.I.P. Sky, the Kestrel. But some of those things in our playscape. So different things like that have been used with Nature Calls monies.
Okay. So you say you've gotten kayaks this year.
Mm-hmm.
And you just take them out and give kayaking classes?
We
Is that
do
what you do
offer,
with those,
We've offered, I think I've had about at least maybe half a dozen this summer at different parks. At Little Sioux Park by Correctionville is one of our county park areas we manage.
Mm-hmm.
And so people can just come and try different kayaking. We have a couple different styles. So if you want to do the sit-in or the sit-on-top, you can kind of get a feel for that. We did it at Browns Lake also, just south of here by Salix, and at Southwood Conservation Area near Smithland. And Tyler Fleming, our resource naturalist, did most of those with the assistance with our summer interns. So we do have a fleet of, I think, 9 or 10 kayaks now. So we've got those around, and we use them for education programs. So
do kayaks come in flocks, or is that what they come in?
I don't know.
Group of kayaks. Now, you mentioned you've got a summer intern that you're able to bring on because of the mm-hmm. Nature Calls funding. Do they run the Nature Tales events?
They help with Nature Tales, Nature Tales. You bet. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to mention that because Sheila Brummer did an interview when we did a live version of the exchange from the Dorothy Pico Nature Center earlier this year, and Siouxland Public Media's Sheila Brummer checked out butterflies with naturalist Teresa Croyd, and we have a little bit of that footage from earlier this summer.
Our Nature Tales program is a local story time, but we focus on wildlife or animals of the area. Today we're going to learn about butterflies and caterpillars.
And what do the caterpillars hatch from? Can you see over here? They hatch, they're on a leaf, but there is an egg on the leaf.
And it is for preschoolers, maybe even toddlers, and with an adult, whether that's mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle, babysitter. So they get to learn about something through a story. We do a easy craft, and then we head outside to kind of look for those things that we read about. And we want those people to make that connection together about wildlife.
And today the focus will be on butterflies. What are you going to tell the youngsters about butterflies today?
We want to talk about the life cycle of the butterfly, how it goes from egg to caterpillar, chrysalis, and the adult. And we have a couple of different stories. I have two. One is 10 little caterpillars, and the other one's waiting for wings.
They pump their wings, get ready to fly. I wonder where they're going to fly. Then hungry butterflies head for the sky. Looking for flowers with nectar to eat. Do you eat nectar?
No.
No, that's flower juice. They catch a whiff of something sweet. They follow that fragrant scent of...
And we have a life cycle craft that they can make with paper and noodles. We like to use everyday objects to make those connections with how they look like things in the outdoors.
That's great. And you usually have a good response. I know when my daughter was younger, we would come out here and she would love it because sometimes you'd actually bring in the real live animals to show the children.
Yes, we have. Hopefully we'll actually go outside and see some actual butterflies, maybe even a couple of caterpillars. We'll look on the plants. I'm just hoping the rain holds off this morning. And just we try to mix up the topic every month as something different. In July, we're going to go on a bear hunt. Yes. There's not really bears here, but kids love that story, and it's a great way to get them excited about going for a walk on the trail.
And that's what you'll do usually afterwards, get the kids outdoors and get them moving.
Yes, we always want to include that component. It's not just a story time. We want to get the connection of a story, and then where can we find that in the outdoors?
How important is it for children to connect with nature?
I think it's extremely important. It's part of our everyday life, whether we know it or not. The outdoors and nature are in our backyards. They're in our schoolyards. They're everywhere, everywhere we look. So we just want to make them realize that that is a part of everyday life.
The third little caterpillar climbed a cabbage head.
In the fryer, you have to go to the water.
What do you think the toad's trying to do?
Toad's gonna jump in the water.
Jump in the water.
Is toad's gonna eat the
talipit? That's marvelous. That's naturalist Teresa Croyd with the Dorothy Pico Nature Center, of course, Dorothy Pico Nature Center's Nature Tales events are every other Tuesday.
Right? Once a month.
Once a month.
The second Tuesday, typically, except in May when we're crazy busy with field trips and schools.
Oh, yes.
But every other month, you can
but right
enjoy
now
that.
You're crazy busy with Nature Calls, which I don't think we've given the date on this yet.
I don't know if we have either.
It's next Saturday, the 21st. Is that right?
It is Saturday, September 21st at the Sioux City Convention Center. It starts at 6 p.m. and tasting time. Of course, there's a lot of varieties, but they are limited. So the sooner you get there, the better chance you have of tasting those things. And it goes till about 9 for the tasting. And then we do have our charity auction, our silent, our live auctions and raffles.
Well, let's just stop and
10 o'clock.
Walk through somebody who's never been to Nature Tales. What's going to happen? You walk into the convention center, you've got your tickets. What then what?
Okay, so check in. If you buy your tickets in advance, you'll be able to get expedited as far as getting in. But when you check in, you'll get a bid card that has your bidding number if you choose to make any bids or purchases. And it also has 12 punches, and those punches were good for 12 3-ounce samples. So you do have to decide out of all those 70-plus things, you're not going to be able to, because they are a little heavier alcohol content.
Yeah.
You could not... I don't know. I can't imagine. But
some of those microbrews are about 12-13% alcohol by volume, which would be about 26 proof, which is a lot for
That's
a beer.
That's a lot. So you get your punch card, and you'll also get a mug once you get all your information shared with our lovely volunteers helping out. And then the gallery itself has the 14 tables spread throughout with the different selections to choose for sampling. And you'll get a brochure in your mug also that identifies the tables, so you can kind of do a scouting and decide, oh, I want to go try this sour. That's over on table 13, blah, blah, blah. Walk that direction. Or in between those tables, then along the perimeter, we also have our nature market vendors, and we have 8 different local artisans that will be there. They have each donated an item for our silent auction, whether it's pottery or jewelry or fused glass. Our furniture, there's all sorts of great artists that'll be there. And then we also have the silent auction tables in the middle to bid on. There's 4 different progressive flights. So the first one closes at like 7:30, and then every 15 minutes, there's another one that closes. So if you're really interested in auction items, pay attention to those. Mm-hmm. And then we have a couple different raffles. We have a fabulous quilt that was made and donated by local gals. Deb Combs did an amazing job, and it features the 15 t-shirts. Each year we have a different shirt, and this year it's the turtle is our theme, so we have an ornate box turtle, which is not on the quilt, but the past 15 years shirts are on the quilt. So that's one raffle. We have general raffle and a couple guns on a raffle, and then the live auction starts at about 8:30, 8:45. So lots of sampling throughout and fun things to do and some fabulous food, because you want to have some food to go with that.
Well, it's food for thought. So let's talk about is the food?
Besides the liquid food, the beers and the wines and the seltzers and ciders, we do have non-alcoholic beverages too, by the way. But the food, chef at the convention center, Sioux City Convention Center, does an amazing job. And it's kind of an Octoberish fest theme a little bit, but we will have some brats, and we will have the Lust Hills meatballs, but those brats paired with, of course, sauerkraut and all the toppings that way. We also have the big soft pretzels, yummy, with the dippings, and antipasto platters for some yummy grilled vegetables and meats and cheeses, and some bruschetta, tortilla pinwheels, and buffalo chicken dip, which is always tasty, and over the top, fabulous, with I don't know how many types of cheeses, homemade mac and cheese.
Ah, that's so much better.
Comfort food, yum.
it's a good food to pack on the blubber level before you head into the winter.
Now, this is not a sit-down dinner event. This is a casual, come in blue jeans, t-shirt, whatever, and it's a walk around. So you've got to be able to shuffle your beer mug, and we do have a few tables for standing up, you know, cocktail tables and so forth. But we want to keep you mingling and moving around. We also have some great mini desserts that will be there. So get a chance to get over to the food tables, get some more samples, bid on some auction items, have some fun. It's a great event.
All right. We've been talking about Nature Calls, which is happening on next Saturday night. That's September 21st. Gets underway at 6.
Yes, it does.
Goes to 10 o'clock. Don Snyder from the Dorothy Pico Nature Center, Woodbury County Parks Foundation, Association.
Conservation Foundation, you bet.
Both.
And Woodbury, all of them. Woodbury County, woodburyparks.org. You can get all the information there online and get tickets as well.
You can also get tickets there at the
Nature Center and the night of.
Okay.
Bet.
I'm Steve Smith for Food for Thought.